Welcome to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's four-game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hey, gang. Welcome to episode 60. That is right, 6-0. It's going to be a little different episode today, but as always, I'm PJ.
And I'm Gareth. And so this episode, PJ, is a bit of a memorial episode. Any listeners who have been with us on this journey will know that you have a cat called Shrimp, who unfortunately passed away. I think it was last weekend. So we thought, as a memorial to Shrimp, we would talk about board games with cats. Yeah. And as we go through, you can share, I'm sure, some stories along the way, because Shrimp has definitely appeared in a few episodes where he's been in the background, meow, or knocking things over, or walking too close to the microphone. So we've got a few games. I was amazed when you type in the word board game for cats, how many games that I have that feature cats, have cats in them.
It's an impressive list, to be sure.
So I think we're going to cover four, maybe five in this time.
Or six or seven, you never know.
Do you want to share a little story about Shrimp to start with? Get us in the cat mood.
Yeah. So thank you for agreeing to do this.
It's okay.
It was really last minute, right? And I know I was keeping you updated, but our cat Shrimp, that my wife and I have had for 16 years. So to give you a little context, that my wife and I have been married for 14. So we've had her the entire lifespan of our relationship together. So losing her was, it was difficult.
It's hard. Yeah, very difficult.
It really was. And I know some people think, but it's just a cat. It's a pet. Yeah, but you know,
it's a family member.
Exactly. And, you know, I know a lot of cat lovers. There's a lot of cat owners in our board gaming community. And so I really, really am just touched by the outpouring of support and love from our community and amongst all the cat owners. And you always see, you know, you go on, you have the cats of Instagram, which I think is a hashtag, right? We see people with the cats on the board game table.
Yeah.
I want to, while neither of these board games feature cats and have nothing to do with the theme of this episode, I want to tell you our cat Shrimp's two favorite games.
Okay.
And how do I know they're her favorite? Because for some reason, these were the two games. When they hit the table, she jumped onto the table and interrupted the game. She never did that.
Or any other games apart from these two.
She was, now every time we play a game, whether it's just my wife and I, whether it's the gaming group, she has a chair with a cushion. She must sit at the table with us because she suffers FOMO, but she has to be at the game table. But when these two games hit the table, she jumps onto the table and is a part of it. The first one is Tapestry by Stonemaier. And I've shared photographs of Shrimp on the table while we're trying to play Tapestry with Jamie Stegmaier and be like, hey, look, you know, like, and it's as if the message is coming from Shrimp to Jamie being like, hey, when are you going to come over and play, or when are you going to come out with a new game or whatever? And he's kind enough to respond in kind. So that's nice. As a fellow cat owner who has suffered a loss recently, he understands. But she would always on the table for Tapestry. I don't know what it is.
No cat related. No mice.
Nope.
Maybe it's the minis. The minis.
It's the landscapes. Yep. The landmarks. I think she likes to bat them around. The other one though doesn't have any major pieces, and that's Grand Austria Hotel.
Well, it's got a bit of strudel in the cake, surely.
Yeah, but I don't have the upgraded components. They're just little wooden cubes. So
it's the smell.
I don't know. But there was something about that game. Dice. She always climb on a table. I don't, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Taking dice. It's not, hasn't got great components.
Not the best.
No, it's just got dice
cubes.
A
really good game, but yeah.
It's a fantastic game, but.
So those were Shrimp's two favorite games to jump onto the table, right? Like, oh, yeah. No other games. No other games, but she would jump on the table for those.
So. At least when you play those games, there's good memories to start there.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to go and think about the Grand Hotel Austria. Yeah, maybe just like a hotel cat in a previous life.
Maybe. It's entirely possible.
You never know.
I don't think she was found in a hotel because she was a rescue.
Right.
She was a rescue. But I don't know. But anyway, Grand Austria Hotel and then that's Jamie Stegmaier and Simone Luciani, right? Yeah. So it's not even the same designer. No consistency.
I was thinking that through. Then is any like those little pathways that connect two games back to a cat theme game? But no,
not at all.
No. So where should we start the cat? Do you want to?
I think we start with the obvious one.
Well,
right?
Isle of Cats.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're looking for a cat, where do you go but the Isle of Cats? Now, this game is 2019. It's had the base game, then there was expansions, and there's now been a super big box that carries everything in it.
Yep.
But at heart, it's a relatively simple, straightforward game. I think you own a copy. I own a copy.
You do? Yep.
It's got a mixture of card drafting.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get polyomino shapes onto your boat, covering up the rats, trying to score the zones. It's quite a nice little puzzly game.
It really is. It's an excellent game. There's one of the expansions that is just new playmats, which are the boats, right?
Yeah, it's slightly different configurations.
Which is kind of cool.
Or layouts, yeah.
I don't have that one. But then our good friend, your good friend, who's part of your gaming group, Diz, when she traveled across the pond and came spent a week with us, she got me one of the expansions as kind of a thank you for having her over. It was the kittens and beasts, which was
that's quite nice. Yeah, little mini cute little kittens.
Because you know you need those 2 and 3 square tiles because all the cats are so big, and you end up with those little spots. And you're like, if I just had a 2 hex, you know, hex square.
Yeah, it's one of those games that I'm not great at. Sometimes it just, I do okay, and then everyone around me, I feel pressures on because they're all, oh, look, it's all pretty, and they've got their little combos scoring the same colours.
Yep.
And mine's just a mishmash of, oh, it fits there, that'll be fine. Oh, no, I've got to cover the rats. Oh, no, I've got to do this. Coming up to sort of Christmas time, but if you're looking for a good midway, about 2.3, I reckon.
2.3.
We've played it with the kids, so I think it's eight plus looking on Board Game Geek.
Yep.
And plays in about an hour.
And if you know
it's an ideal game.
If you know someone who's a cat owner or a cat lover, aside from the theme and you're rescuing cats and everything, so the inside of the box, right? The box is like this thicker weight cardboard, and the inside of the box has like a little target printed. And it says, put your real cat. So it's designed because we all know cats love to sit in box lids. So you flip it upside down while you're playing the game, and your cat presumably will sit in the box. And the
never
box
happened.
Is...
We've tried it.
Shrimp never sat in the box lid for Isle of Cats.
Woody just looked at it and went, and then turned his back and walked the other way.
Like, right.
You stupid human, why are you putting this box next to me?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting you say that because Shrimp was also part Siamese, so she was very vocal and very talkative. So it would not be unheard of for her to loudly meow her disdain.
Unbelievable. Yeah. This human has even thought that I will sit in a box. What sort of cat do they think I am? So that's Isle of Cats.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an obvious. I mean, it's ranked. What rank is it? Ranked 121 in terms of board games of all time.
Yeah,
currently on Board Game Geek. And it's a lovely, lovely game. The second one I thought of, which I think was also in your list, was Calico.
Yeah.
Which for its art box alone, which is a lovely kind of a gingery cat on the front cover. This is a game about sewing quilts and attracting the cats to it that I think we ignored for quite a while.
Really?
I think so. It's those games I was like, meh, looks a bit light for my taste. But actually it's become a game that, it's very relaxing, very chilled out. Do you own it?
I do. Yeah. We, so it's kind of a, it's the same designer, right, as Cascadia. So I think a lot of people back Cascadia then found out about Calico and went back and purchased Calico, whereas we committed to Calico from the beginning on Kickstarter.
I'm not sure it is the same designer.
I don't know. I know it's AEG and Flat Out Games, though. So
yeah.
You know, what's interesting, though, is my wife does a lot of crafting, and amongst her many skills and talents is quilting. And so it's not unheard of. She's upstairs on the couch with her quilt, and Shrimp would either be sitting on the quilt while she's trying to, or sitting next to her. So this game really kind of, although Shrimp was more of a gray cat and not a ginger cat like the one on the cover, it definitely, yeah.
It's a cute game. I mean, it's it really very simple. Is. I think we primarily play this at two, which again is what they recommend. It's slightly lighter than Isle of Cats, so about 2.1, and plays in 30 minutes. So it is a perfect puzzly tarlane game for quilts and cats.
But if you're not careful, it'll hurt your brain because there's a lot of patterns, right? Because
you've got colors and patterns and these little scoring tiles, and you have two tiles, you place one, draw one. Right. So you've always got this, which way are they going to go? It's an excellent little game.
It really is. It's a great puzzle game.
In fact, excellent. I need to go and play this game again because it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's just bumped up on the Let's Get Down for Christmas list.
Maybe in a few weeks we'll play it again. I don't think we're ready yet, but yeah.
No, not your side. I was thinking maybe my side.
But you should. You should play it.
Yeah, I shall play it. In memory.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
A couple of honorable mentions I think we should do.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there's one game that we've talked about in every episode that we've recently done an interview with Dan on, which is Obsession, which, of course, has this cat card, which is the Duchess. Is practically impossible to actually play. There are a couple of house rules that gets you on the table. Which you can add a cat, the Duchess, to your family. I nearly forgot there's a cat in that game. Yeah. So it'll be rude not to mention Obsession.
Absolutely.
If you haven't backed Obsession, you need not back it, but you've owned a copy of Obsession. You should do so right away.
And you should go back. You should go back and listen to our episode where we interviewed Dan Halligan in the characters expansion.
It was a record episode.
Yeah, it really was.
Very satisfied listeners on that one.
And he loves to talk about Duchess Lilo, his cat.
Yeah, we talked about the cat.
Another cat lover.
Another cat lover. And the other game that I chuckled about was Nemesis, which we also talked about a lot. Of course, there are cats in the game, and there's even an expansion of Space Cats.
So I love this. I love it and I don't, right? Because basically it's the first player marker, as you know, but it's four miniatures that you can paint. And it's four. One is just the normal cat in the spacesuit. And then the others are a cat that has disguised itself as an intruder or a void seeder or a carnomorph. So I was a little disturbed at first because I thought it was an infected cat. But then when you look at the miniatures, the cat is not infected. The cat is normal. But it has somehow disguised itself as the alien intruders from the various expansions. And I can tell you that if space travel, if intergalactic or interstellar space travel were possible today, and our cat Shrimp were alive, and there were aliens from Nemesis, I guarantee you that our cat Shrimp would find a way to do it. She would outsmart the aliens in a very similar way.
It's like it's like in the Alien franchise, isn't it? Is it Jonesy? Alien on the Nostromo. Alien.
Yep.
There must be an alien game there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it now. Alien game. One of the Alien board games must have Jonesy the cat in it. Well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The next one I wrote down, have you played Cat in the Box?
I have not. The Box? I have not played Cat in the Box.
But we played that game. I think it is close to being our most played game this year. Certainly really? In outside of the house. Like when we go anywhere, it's in my bag because it's a small form box.
Okay.
Plays like five players off my head. Yeah, five players. It's a trick-taking game where it's a bit like Schrödinger's theory. Is there a cat in the box or not in the box?
Right. Schrödinger's cat
theory.
Is there or is there not? Or
so
the cat is either alive or dead.
And yeah,
as long as you don't look in the box, it's both, right?
Like yeah. So this is kind of playing on that quantum physics theory that so you've got a hand of cards, all the cards are black. But when you play a card, it can be red, yellow, green, or blue. But it's in your hand, it can be anything. And when you play the cards, you mark that off on a little tracker. So the game proceeds, you can end up that you are playing cards, and obviously you can bet on tricks. But eventually you can have cards in your hand that physically can't exist because you can declare you have no more blue cards. And then from that point on, you can never play a blue card again. But by the end of the game, maybe the only thing left to play is blue cards. And then you basically cause a paradox. And that's when the game stops. So it's just always this, it's really clever set of mechanics. And I go, man, like someone's come up with this concept of quantum physics in a game about cats, which after a couple of one or two rounds, people get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not hard to teach. But anyone we've played this with who's into trick taking specifically, like instantly, like this is a really good trick taking game.
Okay.
But it's a balance of you have to make a bet at the beginning of the game whether you're going to win like 1, 3, or 4 tricks. So sometimes you don't want to win, so you're playing low cards, but of course you might end up that the only thing you hand is high cards. So anyway, it's quite hard to explain, but Cat in the Box has been a firm favorite, and I think there's a deluxe copy just been on Kickstarter.
Really?
Like a larger version because it's quite small.
Okay.
It came with like a printed cat, but I didn't back it. The current box size is fine.
So that's
might have won Board Game Geek's Party Game of the Year
last year.
It's done quite well. But anyway, Cat in the Box, that is another game with cats.
So what's interesting about, I'm listening to you tell the story, and I'm like, you're talking about a fine balance. So whenever friends would come to visit, Shrimp was both friendly and not friendly at the same time. So there's a fine balance. And for my friends in town who've helped us take care of her, they're going to know this story well. When you go to pet her, there's a fine balance between how many times you can scratch her behind the ears before she goes to bite you.
Okay.
So she's a friendly cat until she's not a friendly cat.
I enjoy it until you've basically annoyed me 3 times. And
I think
now you can.
One of our friends had a mathematical equation as to how many scratches behind the ear before you just remove your hands before she's
brilliant.
No, that's great. I love it.
The last one I've got, which is loosely, it has got cats in it, is Cottage Garden.
Right.
Which is an Uwe Rosenberg game.
Yep.
From, I don't even remember when.
Ooh,
2016.
2016,
man, time flies. Which again is a polyomino game, looking after a garden, planting plants.
Right.
And then you had little cats,
yep.
which is like your single infill and pots. Yeah. I think cats and pots were infills. So I've added it in because it was always quite cute trying to get these little cats tucked in on the game.
Right, because you're trying to fill out your mat, your little garden, and there are no single square tiles except for cats. And so they would fill that in for you.
So it's all a bit of, select and plant your polyomino flower tiles to complete your beds and earn points.
Again, it is.
Even lighter, 1.9. Again, 1 to 4 players. It was part of the, like a series, wasn't it? It was all, I'm going to forget these now. Cottage Garden was first in the series.
Cottage Garden. There was Indian Summer.
Indian Summer. And something Autumn.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember.
But yes.
How terrible of us.
cottage garden did in fact feature cats that would fill in your spots.
30 cat tokens, lo and behold. Yeah. So yeah, I added that one in. Have you got any other games on your list?
Keeping with the theme of board games that aren't cat themed but have a cat that's featured.
Yeah.
Is Arch Ravels.
Arch Ravels. Never heard of it. Tell me more.
It's by XYZ Game Labs.
Yeah.
And I think it was, let's see, we picked this up at Gen Con in 2021. So the idea is that you are, two to four players, ages eight and up. You are a, you're not a seamstress. It's whatever you call someone that does things with yarn. I don't know what that is. But anyway, you make crafts out of yarn. Okay. And you have a bowl that you put your colored yarn tokens in, but there's a wooden cat. You can play a card that you'll get a wooden cat, and you put the wooden cat on an opponent's bowl, right? Because the cat gets tangled up in the yarn, and so that player cannot take a turn for that round because their cat has gotten into their yarn.
Right, okay.
And tangled them up. So, you know, it's the one feature in the game with a cat, but that's cute and very accurate because cats love to get into yarn.
If it was cat themed, it's got kittens, it's got yarn. Cats love yarn.
They do.
When was I got? I mean, there's a game I've only just arrived from Rebel.
Yes.
Europe.
Yes.
Called MLEM.
MLEM.
Which is, I guess, an internet meme for the sound that cats make when they lick. Looks fun. I got a lovely package that the game arrived in with a little toy mouse and a few stickers. And I will tell you more in about a week because I think I need at least 4 to 5 players. It looks like I want more players to play. Great components, though. And who doesn't want a game about space agency cats?
I mean,
it would have fit the bill perfectly. Maybe they could take the aliens from for the money, but I can't tell you much more than that until I've played it.
That's okay.
What other games? Of course, there of course is the classic. I say classic in a looser sense here. Exploding Kittens, which became massively popular. I reckon 10 years plus.
Massively, it still is.
I mean, when I go into the bookshop, you'll see a copy of Exploding Kittens. And I don't know whether, because our box, when we had a copy, used to open up and it used to go, meow.
Really?
Yeah. Like an early Kickstarter. I don't know whether they still do that. But obviously there's Exploding Kittens, which is a silly card game for the family. Cat Cafe, another one I remembered. We have that. It's a nice little roll and write where you're trying to, I guess, fill in the toys and the accessories within a cat cafe.
Yep.
And then another one I have is a game that the other Gareth from my gaming group bought me called Cleocatra.
Such a good game.
Which is a game based on the Egyptians' love of cats. Cleopatra loved cats. So we have a game called Cleocatra. We're basically trying to save cats from the pyramids, which is a little small box game that he got us a while ago.
Placement.
Do you own that as well?
I do. Yeah. I got it as a stocking stuffer for my wife last year.
Okay. It's a good choice.
It's a fun little game.
There's that. There's some other games I don't own. Cobra Cat or Cat Cobra?
Cobra
Paw, that's it.
I've never played
an expo where somebody had it in the stand, which is like a tile pick up, do some actions kind of game.
Right.
Have you got any other games?
Well, there's, you know, the beautiful Tang Garden by Thundergriff.
Has that got cats in it?
It does. So it's, I think it's the Ghost Stories expansion that has black cats, and their decorations that you put in the garden. And I think, like, if they are on the garden, the ghost's power is, they somehow combat the ghost's power. It's been a while, but yeah, that's another beautiful game.
That's a game that the expansion is due at some point. I think it's a bit behind. I love that game.
It is. It's a really good
game.
Very,
very relaxing. Okay.
And then the last one we've got is, it's not a board game, it's a tabletop role-playing game, but it's called Animal Adventures. We picked this up years ago. So it's D&D.
Right.
But you're cats and dogs.
Okay.
And it's set in the D&D world, right? So you're a cat or a dog, and you're a barbarian or a thief.
A thief that's a cat.
Yes. And okay. It's you could be roaming the alleys of Waterdeep or just wherever the story takes you, but it's set in the D&D world. But you're cats and dogs, and you're going on adventures. And there's little miniatures that we painted, and we were getting ready to play. And I think one of the cats we painted to look like shrimp, so...
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the one to get to at some point.
Eventually.
You could continue the adventures of shrimp.
Yeah.
But in Waterdeep. Oh,
yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah, so that may be too soon, too.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. So. You could, a good character. Cat profile.
It's a bunch of cats and dogs, and they're... I don't know what they're fighting, but... Like, I think they're fighting an army of undead mice or something. I don't know.
Undead rat zombie. Something. Zombie rats.
Yeah, something like that.
Zombie crows.
But it's cool. It's got little maps.
Yeah, it sounds fun. It does sound fun.
So, yeah.
It'd be quite cool acting as a cat. Well, with that, then. So I'm sure, you know, it doesn't say that, you know, myself and all the listeners, are sorry to hear your news about Shrimp, but I am sure that she's enjoyed this memoir episode of stories and tricks of a cat obsessed with board games.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us do this and just kind of,
it's been fun. Yeah. I'm going to go and get Calico onto the table now.
You need to.
I hope some of my listeners will go and play some cat games too.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @meeple2meeple.